Salford red and white, of course. Wakefield in the red, white and blue. The white with the red and blue. Game is underway. Dobson, little kicking behind. It's a good one. Who's first to react? I think he scored. I think that's the first try of the game. It is. Brilliant kick by Dobson. Brilliantly read by Niall Elvalds. And he scores the first try. Wakefield will be disappointed with that. 3 minutes on the clock. Yeah, Salford are in the lead.
Absolutely. They had a long shift over to the left edge there, Salford. And, you know, straight on their old player, Ben Jones-Bishop.
Finn, 5 metres away from the line to Miller. Miller gets the pass away on that left-hand side. Tupu gets it back into Craig Hall. Back inside. That's a real quality try from Wakefield. To the left-hand side, it went through a couple of pairs of hands. Bill Tupu back on to Craig Hall. Craig Hall stayed alive and kept the pass on his inside to Anthony Tupu, and he scores Wakefield's first try of the game. Salford 4, Wakefield 4.
Yeah, and I think that's what the game needed. Something a little bit unstructured almost. It come off an offload, and then, you know, Salford rush in to try and solve the problem, and quick hands from Wakefield on that left edge, and presence of mind from Hall to put the ball back inside.
Looks decent. Salford fans tell you with that, Roy, it's not, so there remains 4 points all. Dobson with a little inside pass to Griffin. Was that a trip? Touched his own, and
that was strange.
In trouble, are you, Danny Kerman? Yeah, he's gone to his pocket.
Yellow card. Ah, yeah, it's a funny one.
I'd like to have another look at that.
He's got steps and stuck his leg out blatantly.
Oh, great feet from Wong, goes straight through, a gap takes on Jowett down the outside. Brilliant play for, sorry, Ryan Lanahan. What about that for a try? Burst the line, one-on-one with the fullback. Big left foot step, went round Max Jowett, and he scores to the left of the post. That's a really quality rugby league try, Paul Rowley.
Yeah, was it a great attack or was it poor defence? I'm not sure you'd be wanting Max Jowett to get stood up there off a big forward. But
and O'Brien, pretty much in front of the post, will add the extras. He does so, 10 points to 4, just as Justin Carney walks past us. And he can't play on the wing, can he? That big and that strong. It shouldn't be allowed, should it?
No, there should be some rules to that, I'm sure.
Have a little go, little dink over the top, looking for Niall Elvis. He kicks it down that far side. Ben Jones-Bishop pulls him back. It could be in trouble here. There goes the hooter. Is that 10 minutes, Paul?
Yeah, I think it is. And there he goes.
There Crazy he goes. Player from Ben Jones-Bishop.
Well, he's got to be better, Ben Jones-Bishop, because he's got to... He can read that play. We all understand he's slow at turning, but he can read that play. He could have read that play. Yeah, it's poor. It's real poor.
Down the short side again. Is it 2-on-1? Josh Jones inside. Great play from Salford. Salford couldn't score when Wakefield had 11. They have no problem when they have 12. It's Flanagan with the final touchdown of the pass. Josh Jones with the break. And Salford further in front. It's Salford 14, Wakefield 4.
Again, really solvable from a Wakefield point of view, and yeah, poor try.
As O'Brien does add the extras, 16 points to 4 now, the scoreline. Put the ball up, and it's a tester for Craig Hall. It's knocked back in the field of play. It's going to be another try it is indeed. This time Ryan Lannan gets his second of the game. It was tapped back inside. Clever player from Salford. It was definitely not backwards. Lanahan's the first to react, and Salford further in front.
And the Salford player is much more enthusiastic. Numbers in and around, and fortune favours the brave. You make your own luck, all that. Bounced into Lannan's hands for his second try, like you said before.
O'Brien adds the extras. He does indeed. 22 points to 4. Adam Wall with a really good carry. He's burst up the middle of the field. He's got Robert Louis with him. It's a foot race between Louis and Arundel. There's only going to be one winner. Robert Louis scores, and Salford have scored three tries in 4 minutes. They've really hit the accelerator, and this time it's Robert Louis. The break was from Adam Wallman. He scores right under the post. It's Salford 26, Wakefield 4.
He's just kicked the 2 points. That's another two.
Flat pass to Griffin. Griffin's over the line. Deserves that. Deserves that. George Griffin has had a real dig. 64 minutes. He's played every one of those, and he's big and he's strong, and he gets over the line. It's now Salford 32, Wakefield 4.
One pass off the back, and then the next pass in the running through the next hole that was there, just beating the two defenders again. And that's been the story for Wakefield.
Yeah, that's... Michael Dobson's added the extras.
We're just drifting through it. It feels like I felt like this last time when I watched Ben Hur after about 3 hours.
Is that going to be it? I think that is going to be it. They're going to allow to play to go on as Robert Louis. Gets the ball to Junior Salvino. Not that ball on for
me. That's a knock on.
It's a knock on every day of the week.
It's got to be a knock on. He's given the try. Unbelievable.
The referee, I suppose that's something.
I'm going to tell you two things there. He played that ball after the Uta for a start. The referee should have blew his whistle and finished the game there and then. But if nothing else, to rub salt into the wound, that was 100% a knock on. That's a real. That's poor. Right in front of the touchy as well. That's poor.
Yeah, it is. You know, two bad decisions, and I 100% agree with the both of them. The Hooter had definitely gone before he played the ball, and yeah. It's not been a classic. Salford get the victory.